to do with it when farmers want to make sure that the birds don't come to ruin their field. So they put something up called a scarecrow, which is some type of tzura that scares away the birds. And the word in modern Hebrew for a scarecrow is called a dachlil, dalet ches lamed yud lamed. And the question is, where does that word come from? What's the meaning of the word dachlil? How does that mean a scarecrow? And the Pasha says, it's based on our sugya over here. The Mishnah says, and the last Mishnah, the Perek of Zayin Mabez, that Reb Shimon holds when you have an ilan, which is not the Shus Rabin, that you have to cut off all the anafim, kol ha'ilan, negen ha'mishkolis, and tumah, because of a chash of tumah. And the Gemara says, Tana b'tnei oila tumah, we're worried about the oila tumah. In fact, the Mishnah already says, b'nei tumah, why do you have to add on b'nei oila tumah? And the Gemara says, ima mes nisin ha'vamina dumla ma'isi arev tumah, v'shadi ha'asam, v'sagi b'dachluli b'alma, tamash malan. The Gemara says that if not for the Gemara, I would think that the chashash is that a bird will come and throw the tumah on the branches. And for that, it's enough to have dachluli ba'alma. All you need is a dachlul. That would be enough to take care of that problem. Kamashwan, that it's a problem of ayla tumah. So what does it mean that lefida havamina would be enough, but dachluli ba'alma? What does it mean? Dachluli, so Taisa says, he brings down from Ben Chananel, that dachluli is a lashon yirash, isim tzur shel eitz, v'nirin kibnei adam, v'ena eifer shai, l'shar shem kamash malon. That dachlul is a lashon of yirah, a lashon of fear. And they used to make a tzura of eitz that looks like a person to scare away the birds, and that's mamash the scarecrow, and I would think that's good enough to scare away the birds. Kamashlan, that's a problem of ayel hatumah. But what do we see over here? We see from Taisus is the word dachlul. Dachlul is a lashon of something which is there to cause fear, to scare away the birds, and it's a lashon of yira. That's based on, like the Rishonim say, that the word for yira in Aramaic is dachil. Like dachil chatayin means a person who is a yarechet. So this tzura which is made to scare away the birds is called a dachlul. And I would think that's good enough, Kamashman, and that is Lachari the Makar of the modern Hebrew word of Dachlil to mean a scarecrow based on this Taisus. But the problem is that this is not so Pasha because this is Lachari Tali on a Machlokes Hashanim over here. If you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to have a hold of him Shan the Gemara. Rashi says, what does it mean? B'dachluli ba'alma. Rashi says in Dibur Maschol v'shadi hasam, he says, I would think the problem is that the tomb will be on one of the branches. He says, V'ilach Hashin Elohachi b'dachluli ba'alma sagile lokutz echem ben time kidei lahachik avir b'nev lo tamad sham tuma. So like Rashi, the Hamina would be that as long as you remove some of the branches and you make a space and the tumah won't remain there, that's good enough. So it's clear from Rashi, this how the Rishonim understand Rashi. The Rashi is learning that Dachluli is not a lashon of fear, it's a lashon of halal, it's a lashon of making a space. It's enough to be mechalal, to make a little space between the branches, and that way the tumah will fall down. Kamash one that we're worried about Ayla tumah. So fi Rashi, the word Dachluli has nothing to do with Yira, nothing to do with fear, nothing to do with this tzur that scares away the birds. It's lashon of halal, of making a space in order that the tumah shouldn't fall down. So lefi Rashi luchar, there's the whole word dachlil has no makah in the sugya and has no meaning at all. Lefi Rashi doesn't make any sense. This is a miyuchat thing over here is a lashon of chalal. So this word in modern Hebrew luchar only fits lefi Ben Chananel's pshat, not lefi Rashi. So I looked in the dictionary from Eliezer ben Yehuda on the word dachlil. Itaka says that the word dachlil is this scarecrow, and he says that the word is based on the Gemara Babasa of Chazayim of Beis, and he brings on Rabbeinu Chananel, and then he says that Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom don't learn that pshat, and Lefi Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, the word Taka doesn't make sense. So that word in Hebrew is Taka based on Taisus' pshat, not based on Rashi. And it's interesting that Lefi Taisus, the word Dachlil is a lashon of Yira, which Dachil in Aramaic means Yira. So I think the reason why Dachil means Yira in Aramaic is because we find in Aramaic very often that Dalet and Zayin are interchangeable. And the word in Lashon HaKodesh for Yira, Zochalti, is also a Lashon of Yira. Zochalti v'Yira, like the Pasuk says in Yiv. So Luchar is Zochalti, which is Lashon of Yira, is interchangeable with the Dalet, which is Dochalti. And this in the Rambanim, as the Sabracha speaks this out, that Dalet and Zayin are interchangeable, and that's why Dochal is a Lashon of Yira, just like Zochal and Ebenezer is Maisib of Yira. That's how we find that Ebenezer in Yiv, and the Pasuk of Zochalti v'Yira, that's how we find the word Zeichalei Afar, which refers to rodents or bugs that crawl on the ground. He says it's not zechila, it's not a lashon of crawling, but it's also a lashon of fear, because these are things, these are creatures that people are afraid of, and therefore they're called zechile afar for that reason. So they're all comes back to the lashon of zachal, which is a lashon of dachal, which is a lashon of fear, and that's where this lashon of dachlule comes from. But as I mentioned, that's Tali and Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Lefi Rashi has nothing to do with fear, it's a lashon of chalule. The pel on Rashi is Lefi Rashi, why is there a dalet over here? Why is it bid dachlule? It should be bechalule. The sharsh of the word is halal, to make a space. And so the Gemara should say, it's enough to be mechalal, to make this halal, bechalule, with making a halal. But the dalet doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to have a dalet over here, because the dalet has nothing to do with the word halal. If you tell us this, dalet is part of the sharsh of dachil. Lefi Rashi, it's Tzarichin on this Dalet. So I saw talking to Rambanes discussion Rashi. Lefi Rashi, there shouldn't be a Dalet over here. So that's all. Or Lefi Rashi, Al Kabanim, that's a Machakis. We're showing him how to understand the word of Dachluli.